Hi, I'm Marian McPartlin. My guest today on Piano Jazz is bassist Kyle Eastwood, and the music he plays with his band is very warm, swinging, and evocative, creating many moods. Kyle, I'm really glad you're here, and I'm sort of wondering, why is your name so familiar?
You might have heard of one of my relatives before. I don't
know. Well, tell me, which relative is that?
Well, I know my father is Clint Eastwood, so it might ring a bell. I don't know.
it certainly does ring a bell. But how interesting that you turned out to be a bass player and you didn't follow in his footsteps, being an actor or getting involved in the
movies. Film I've always enjoyed very much, but music's always been just as important to me. And I was exposed to a lot of jazz at an early age through my mother and father both, and going to the Monterey. I grew up in Monterey, so we used to go to the Monterey Festival quite a bit, and jazz was definitely the music, I think, of choice around the house.
I think that's great. It always seems to make a difference if one listens to music as a child, so you must have heard some terrific music right from the word go.
Yeah, my earliest memories of music are pretty much Count Basie and Duke Ellington things, Stan Kenton, Benny Goodman, a lot of stuff like that.
And I bet you met a lot of
Dave
those
Brubeck.
Folks.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet a few people. I got to meet Count Basie one time when I was very young, and Buddy Rich, people like that.
We can go on like this forever. Let's do a tune and then talk some more.
Okay, great.
And I thought of a tune that might be appropriate because it's written by a bass player, Oscar Pettiford. Did you ever hear any of his?
Oh, yeah.
And years ago, I used to play in this club long before you were born. and Oscar used to come in and sit in. So that's one of when I learned this piece, which actually is a blues. It's called Swingin' Till the Girls Come Home. So we could have a go at that, couldn't we?
All right, sure. That'd be great.
Okay. That's great. Who would know? We never played together before. you can't really go wrong with a nice, easygoing blues.
It's a good warmer-upper.
Yeah, warmer-upper. Well, I guess you started to play some instrument at a very early age. Piano, maybe?
Yeah, actually, I had a little bit of piano lessons, but I never really got all that serious about it. I sort of, fiddled around with it for a little while.
Well, your dad plays good piano, doesn't he?
Yeah, he plays some pretty good kind of boogie-woogie things, So he's got a good ear for music.
You probably heard that when you were a kid.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, and actually probably my first bass line that I ever played was a left-hand part that he used to show me some left-hand parts on some kind yeah, exactly, that one, and some things like that, some pretty much three chord blues things.
Yeah, those things are fun.
Yeah.
So you can't help but sort of get into it, so then did you take another instrument?
I really didn't until I was in high school. I had a lot of friends who were musicians, some in the jazz band at my high school, and one of them loaned me an electric bass, and I just, showed me how to tune it, and I just started figuring out tunes and things. I was mainly playing like a lot of sort of Motown and, R&B kind of things, and I was just without having any lessons on it, I was just figuring things out, so it kind of came easily. So about a year or two later, when I started getting serious and taking some music classes, I just sort of stuck with the bass, really. And I put together my own quartet in Los Angeles, which I had together for about 5 years up until I moved to New York.
So where did you play?
At Catalina a few times in Los Angeles. And then a lot of the smaller places, you know, Jack's and Pasadena. I don't know, just a lot of the baked potato quite a bit. You know,
Who's that guy plays there?
Don Randy. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
And Catalina's all those places. Yeah. Well, that's great. Gee, well, let's see. How about we could do maybe a Duke tune?
Sure.
Like in a sentimental mood. Maybe I can do a little ad lib bit in front.
Sure.
And have you come in at the bridge.
Sure, that's fine.
How's that?
That sounds good.
And then we'll see where we go from there.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, that really sounded nice. I don't know, you can't go wrong with a Duke tune somehow. I started listening to him when I was growing up in England. I think he might have been my first big influence. I don't know, you must have had some of those. Like, who were your influences?
Well, Duke Ellington, definitely, and Miles Davis and John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, people like that.
Mingus was so fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, as a composer as well, he's actually, as a band leader, I think he was incredible.
What do you think about some good old standard tune that we could play together? Think of one.
Stella by Starlight's always one of my favorites.
Oh, one of mine
too. No matter how many times it gets played, it's always one of my favorites.
Why don't you start this out by yourself at whatever tempo you want, and I'll just fall in the bridge.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
That was really nice, the way that came off. And I was thinking, while you were playing, you certainly can get around the bass very well. I think I read somewhere, did you take some lessons with some famous French bass player?
Yeah, I studied with Bunny Brunel for quite a while.
What kind of things did he teach you?
Well, pretty much everything, really, technique and... And arco, you know, things.
Fingering
things, and he pretty much forced me to learn to read music, which was good because I'm usually lazy when it comes to things. So it was
he was
one of my important teachers. And I studied with, you know, other people off and on and took some lessons here and there. But.
I'm sure you've listened to a lot of Miles Davis in your time, haven't you?
Oh yeah, no,
is he a favorite of yours?
Definitely the Miles Davis, the Miles Davis and Gil Evans records are some of my favorites. That's sort of sort of the sound I was going for on some of the large ensemble tunes on my record.
I think one of the best, like a landmark album, was the one Miles did with Kind of Blue and...
No, that's one of my favorites.
Freddie the Freeloader and all those things on. In fact, maybe we could... Isn't there a tune on that particular record? Isn't All Blues on there?
Yeah, that's we could do that one.
Let's do that. That would be fun to play.
The old standard from that record, yeah.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do it.
I'm glad we did that tune. It's nice to have something in three for a change.
It's always a fun one.
Yeah, that whole record made a big impression on me. I think that was one of his landmark.
Oh, definitely,
things.
Definitely.
You know what I'd love to hear if you're up for doing it, and that would be like a bass solo without me. I'll sit and listen to
it. Sure. Well, I guess we can stick in the Miles Davis vein. Nardis has always been one of my...
Now, is that his? I always thought that was Bill
Evans. I don't
Evans.
Know, because I've heard it credited both ways, and who knows.
It's probably Bill Evans,
yeah.
Knowing how probably, things Miles would do.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it credited to Miles, but I don't know.
But it's a wonderful tune.
Either way, it's a great tune, yeah.
Well, why don't you play that for me, and I'll sit here and listen.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.